Penguin Random House Audio presents Etched in Bone, A Novel of the Others, by Anne Bishop. Read for you by Alexandra Harris. Prologue. End of Summer. As they gathered in the wild country between Tala and Itu, two of the Great Lakes, their footsteps filled the land with a terrible silence. They were elders, primal forms of Terra Indigene, who guarded the wild, pristine parts of the world. To the smaller forms of Earth natives, shifters like the wolf and bear and panther, they were known as Namid's teeth and claws. Humans, those invasive two-legged predators, had made war against the Terra Indigene, killing the smaller shifters in the wild country that bordered Kalramano, a place that was on the other side of Ocean's domain. And here, in Thasia, so many of the Wolfguard were killed that parts of the land were empty of their song. As the humans in Thasia and Kalramano celebrated their victory over the smaller forms of Terra Indigene, the elementals and Namid's teeth and claws answered the call to war. They destroyed the invaders. Then began the work of isolating and thinning the human herds in those two pieces of the world. But now they faced a problem.
"Some of us will have to watch the humans," said the oldest male, who had made the journey to this place. "Some of us will be poisoned by even that much contact."
A beat of silence as they considered taking over the task the smaller shifters had performed for me.